cherry blossom and the picaque are two of my mom's favorite flowers. Everybody asks me, are you Japanese? I'm half Japanese because my mom's pure Japanese, born and raised here in Hawaii. I think it's her grandparents that came over from Japan to work on the plantations. The sakura has to weather the cold of winter, and then once it starts to warm up, then it'll bloom. And, you know, and it does the same thing over and over, year after year. So it has to be very resilient and strong, you know. And I kind of use that to compare to my mom raising four kids. she's definitely resilient and strong. And that being one of her, a short story. Last year's Christmas, I asked her, what do you want for Christmas? And the only thing that she ever wanted that year was, she saw, it was an umbrella. And it was a solid color, but when it got wet, the cherry blossoms would appear on the umbrella. And that, she was like, no, I just want my umbrella. So we Googled it and searched for it and everything. And long story short, we actually found it. And she was so happy. And then, so it was after that that I was like, okay, let's try it. You know, so put that in my mind and started to put the pen to the paper and tried to write down what I felt and stuff. And hopefully it came out okay. Kaulana ia kōnani e kupua sakura mai ka aina hōpukala he aina haaheo Kaulana ia kōnani sakura mai ka aina hōpukala he aina haaheo haaheo wale kōnani pili ku Pili ia me ka leipikake He nani launa ole
So on this album, Ku'upua Sakura, you perform six songs written by your cousin, Kawai Kapua Kalani Hewitt. And what is it about his songs that you like in particular?
It's a lot different when you get the background and the feel and the mana'o from the composer themselves, you know. And we were very lucky, and Kawai Kapu was very open and shared many different stories and songs and stuff with us. And I think that made it a lot easier for us to love the songs and his compositions and the way he writes, and, you know. So throughout the years, we learned many of the numbers. And a lot of these songs that that I recorded, like Mahalo Ya'oe e Maui, is a very early composition for Kawai Kapu when he was on the island of Maui. Anytime I hear that song, Kawai Kapu had Alaka'i in his halau, and her name was Mapuana Ringler. And anytime I hear this song, that is the only person that I think of. I think of Mapu and all the... I'm going to get killed if I say older girls. So the original girls, you know, that's the memory that comes to mind. And last year was 10 years that we lost Mapu. So for this one, it was always one of my favorite numbers from them too. So I decided to put that on, remember Mapu and remember those times and experiences that we all shared together. Mahalo ya oe e Maui e nakini e makae a aopilani Mahalo ya oe
ohu ahu I ka pua ea leilo ke lani. Leilo ke lani I ho ohe no ai a aheo. Namalihini Malihini kaleo Ona kupaina E kono maia uea E A opilani, a opilani.